You glad to be in God's house today? I want to try that again. You guys are quiet today. Thank you for being here. A few months ago, about in the month of May, I think it was, the staff and I and a couple others, a couple other church leaders that could get off of work, we went to a conference down in Cincy. And it was very challenging, to say the least. To say that this conference was challenging may perhaps be the understatement of the year. And I'll tell you why. It was on true unity. Not the cliquish kind that the church has gotten expert at. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about true unity, true love. And the title of this conference was Uncommon Fellowship. Fellowship between believers that doesn't look like it looked like the Sunday before. It's uncommon. It don't look like it's looked like in the past. It doesn't look like what it looked like at your old church. It just doesn't look like it. It is uncommon. And after the first night, we piled into the van and we came back because we drove the next night to, so we didn't have to spend money on hotels. And we're cheap like that. And I love my bed. Rob's a good, you know, he's a good bed partner, but he snores really bad. As soon as we got in the van, I said, Living Water needs to be at this conference. And of course, they agreed. And then they asked me why. And I said, because we all need to be hearing the same thing, or we can't march forward with the same command, with the same instruction. If a directive is given and somewhere through the chain it gets slightly changed, by the time it gets to the folks marching, you're no longer on the path that you were designed to be on and the instructions you were given. And I said, I believe we all need to hear this. And in the past, we have opened up conferences and invited any church that member or guest or whoever wanted to come with us. We'd take everybody, and we've done that before, and it was awesome. In this case, it was just the staff and a couple of church leaders that could get off work. And we're sitting, and it's just challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge in how we really don't understand unity. Because it's uncommon. And so Rob always has the best ideas, and I always take credit for them. And Rob said, well, let's buy the conference. Okay. If I knew we had that much money, I would have asked for a raise. Just kidding. He said, let's just buy the whole conference. And I'm like, okay, let's do that. So we bought the whole conference. And it was about a couple of weeks before everything was all edited and everything, and they provided us with the entire conference. And I began to watch those sessions over again. And again, the Lord sparked in my spirit, Living Water needs to all hear the same thing. And I said, okay, God, we've never done this before. I don't know how to proceed in this. We've never done this outside of our Wednesday night John Bevere curriculum where it's one guy teaching on one topic, and you get what I'm saying. We've never done this before. And he said, that's why it's uncommon. And I said, fair enough. And so I had decided that as soon as the series we just came out of where we took the snapshots of Elisha's life, did that help anybody? Did that series help anybody at all? Did you get challenged and changed? Yeah, I tell you, that challenge, I was greatly challenged in that series, putting it together, and then having to have my heart right to be able to preach it. I had already made the decision that we were going to go to this conference. The way we're going to this conference together is we are bringing the conference to us. And here's what I ask, because we are so churched, and we are so religious that we don't even realize it. Both of you that said amen, thank you for being on board. Let me tell the rest of you that you are so churched. I know you're going to fight this. You're so churched and you're so religious that if it doesn't consist of a body standing in front like we always did it, then there's got to be something wrong. And so I'm asking you to like put your religion on the shelf for a minute. And we're going to position ourselves for uncommon fellowship. We are going to position ourselves for uncommon unity. Before I introduce the series and our first speaker, I want to introduce Crystal and Brandon to you. Come up here. If you would, you guys know Crystal. Let's say hey to Crystal and Brandon. All right. When Crystal and Brandon came to Living Water, they challenged me from day one. And to be completely transparent with you, I thought they were going to be a problem. let me take a drink. Yeah, I know, right? Here's why. They told me the straight up truth about what they seen at Living Water. They weren't trying to please me. They weren't disrespectful. I mean, it wasn't like they came in and kicked my door down and started laying out this list of everything I'm doing wrong. But they approached church, specifically Living Water, differently than I had got accustomed to approaching it. And I was incredibly challenged by that. And about midway through this conference, I said, I need someone that thinks like that, that will drive community and unity so that it's not just inside the walls of the church, although it starts there, but it pours outside the walls of the church into our literal community. And so I began to pray about who would be the perfect fit for that. And Brandon was that person. And, of course, Crystal as well. Crystal was the one I thought was going to be a problem, if you want the Sunday school truth. Amen that. You can amen. You're in trouble, bro.
Nothing different.
And so I approached Brandon, who was serving faithfully on another team, of ministry here at Living Water, and obviously, much to that ministry's dismay, I said I want to snatch him up and I want to put him in a new role, and so I talked with Brandon and I met with him and Crystal and I said I want you to challenge us. I want you to lead Living Water into community and unity like we've never seen it before. And I said, give me some ideas and tell me what's on your heart and so on and so forth. And it wasn't like they had to say, I got to pray about it for 6 months to 10 and I'll get back with you. Immediately, they began to speak of change, to speak of where community and unity needs to be built up in the house of God, specifically Living Water. And so I created a position called the Director of Community. And I can do that because I can draw a box. That's the only authority I have. They let me draw a box, and then Rob does whatever he wants with it. And so I said, Director of Community. And so we met, and they graciously accepted that challenge. And a challenge it is. And I'd love for you to share your heart on what God has said to you regarding that.
So thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I love this church, and I've been coming here for a number of years. And about a year ago, I was just feeling like, okay, we've moved, we can reach the community, we need to do something about it. And Crystal and I talk in the car on the way home, we talk on the way here, we should be doing this, we should be doing that, and, well, should step up and do something, but it didn't happen. And we're busy, we got the kid running around destroying everything, and we're running out of roles, and then Jeff Michelle actually took a similar role here, and when he took that position to try and reach a community, which he had a huge heart for, I was disappointed, and, God put you where you need to be, and it took me a while to realize that. Jeff Michelle is now a traveling minister, and very qualified, great at what he's doing. And then Jeff comes to me and says, hey, I want you to reach out to the community. And my heart left, but I was also a little nervous. But thankfully, my beautiful wife here, she's got a lot of ideas. And we've both been in a wonderful community. We've both been disenfranchised by churches just doing it wrong. And we love this church. We want to share it with the community. We want to not be selfish. This church has been going through some growing pains. There's some things we can do better. And we want first to build the community we have here. We've got a lot of wonderful people, but we've been so busy, so focused trying to get to next Sunday, next Wednesday, that we've lost a little bit of the focus that we are in a community that's right for what we have.
That's right.
We have a unique church. Yes. And I think that's probably why a lot of you are here. We've got an amazing band. We've got great teaching. We've got great people. So not to be a director of community. I'm not going to be directing anything. She might be directing something. But what I want to do is bring us together. Give us every opportunity we can to interact. If your best friend is not at church, I hope you bring him. And I want you to want to be here every chance you can. And so this journey is going to be learning from me, and I hope that we grow together. I love what I'm doing here, but it's time for a new role. I want to reach out. And together we're going to grow. We're going to change the world.
Amen.
I want to fill up this church.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to grow again, and that's going to happen.
Yeah. Amen.
So with you, that's my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's thank him.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Crystal. I think they're the perfect folks for the job. Amen?
Amen.
Our first speaker is a gentleman by the name of Craig Grishel. He is the lead pastor and the visionary and the heart behind Life Church out in Oklahoma. You see, I wrote a little bio about him in on the back of your worship guide. This guy is, if there was ever someone in the kingdom of God that can't shut his mind down and constantly wants to reinvent the wheel, this is the guy. Some of you may have on your phone or your tablet or whatever the YouVersion Bible app. They invented that. He wanted to get the Bible in the hands of everyone. And so they started an endeavor to print Bibles. And one day he just said, wouldn't it be easier if we just built an app? Because everybody's building apps. There's an app for everything. There's an app that counts your steps every day. There's an app that counts your calories that you don't look at. And so they built the YouVersion Bible app. And then they built the one for children. And they, when they first started, they started in a garage. And Pastor Grishel had a couple of families, very similar to the way we started, in terms of just, it wasn't like there was a church split. It's just God had a different vision for him. And so they met in this garage, and they wanted to purchase this property, and they did. And they outgrew that, and they purchased another property. Well, they started opening up different campuses around, and they wanted to buy, they felt like God wanted them to buy this big piece of property, build the main campus. And they didn't have the funds. And so in prayer, God told Pastor Grishel to all of the resources that they had to give it all away. You know, you go to most sites, most church sites, mega churches, and you know, if you want a sermon or whatever, you got to buy it. If you want curriculum, you got to buy it. You got to buy it. Whatever you want, you got to buy it. He said, "We're going to give it away for free," and I encourage you to look on the back of your worship guide and just look at the number of people that his resources that him and his team have come up with that are now in the hands of men and women and children. It's staggering. And when he gave everything away, money poured into that church. And they were able to purchase the property. I forget how many campuses they got now. It's in your notes, but it's like, how many? Somebody read it and tell me. It's like 48 or 20-something. I forget what it is. They got campuses all over. And he is literally changing his part of the world. And he is touching so many people as a result. Today, he's going to speak to us on the subject of uncommon unity. And I challenge you to pay attention. I challenge you to not be distracted. I challenge you to take notes. Receive this message, because this is the message that is going to kick off what will be, in my opinion, the series that changes Living Water in terms of unity and community. I've got the right people in place to drive this thing. But they can't lead if they don't have followers. Because every great leader has great followers. And I suggest that we need to understand that God needs to breathe some life into this subject of unity and community. We celebrated so much that God gave us this incredible building that we forgot the people across the street. Well, that changes today. Father, we lift up your name, and I thank you for Brandon and Crystal being willing to step up and take on this incredible role. God, this will not be a walk in the park. They're busy young parents. But Lord, I've heard their heart, and they have challenged me beyond belief. And God, I know that they are better at this than I am. And I know that I've heard from you that they should be leading this ministry. So, Lord, we follow them as they follow you. But, God, we first need our hearts changed on the subject of unity and community. And, God, we need to understand what it means to have uncommon fellowship. Because we have fallen into... The church has fallen into a pattern of fellowship that is common. And revival doesn't come from that. And God, you promised us that you would give us the nations and that we would be a hub for revival. Those were your words, God. I don't remind you because you've forgotten. I remind you because I need to remind me. That dream has never died. But we must first change our hearts. And we must first fall in love with the people of Living Water again and have a burden for those outside the walls of the church. Speak to us in the name of Jesus. We pray these things. Amen and amen. Church, are you on board today?
Yes.
Craig Rochelle, Uncommon Fellowship.